Here's a new Words with Jam podcast. Something a bit different for you this time. First, a short story, Immune, written by Mig Living. Secondly, a piece of music inspired by the story. The title is I Walked with the Zombie by Schmuckenfester. Immune is read for you by Axeman.
Immune by Mig Living. Rangers you approach like this. You stuck to the track, and on the track you stayed between the serpentine lines, marked in paint or lime. Zombies moved in more or less straight lines, was the idea. Landmines would thin out an attacking horde, if the Grange had any. The links of steel chain clinked as Baron pulled the little zombie behind him. She barely came up to his armpit. She wore a heavy canvas smock, hands shackled to a thick leather belt, buckled at her waist. Brown dreadlocks hung out of the back of a heavy leather muzzle that hid her face. Sometimes she howled. Right now, she said, "Dzz, dzz, dzz." Baron kept her on a short chain so she wouldn't wander outside the lines. "Won't be long, hon," Baron said. He didn't touch her. Touching made her howl. It wasn't a big compound, maybe 200 feet on a side. Main building, outbuildings, fortified perimeter. A windmill and a couple towers cast long shadows. 12-foot walls sheathed with corrugated tin roofing made it tougher for hordes to get a handhold. Gun slits here and there. They looked flimsy, but Baron could see they had withstood more than one rush. Most granges were fortified with railroad ties, or locks, or chunked cars. Sometimes they just piled up dirt. It depended on what they had. Baron identified himself to the sentry, showed his driver's license. "That what I think it is? You're gonna have to let me pop it before you come in," said the sentry, handing Baron his papers. Baron shook his head. "Not this one. This one here, we go way back." "No way," said the sentry. "You ain't afraid?" "I need food," Baron said. "I can chain it up out here for a time. You going to let me in?" "What you got to barter?" the sentry asked. "Immunity," said Baron. "You have a doctor?" "God bless. I wondered why you weren't scared," the sentry said. "Yeah, we got a medic. I'll go get her." Baron locked the little zombie to a steel fence post and followed the sentry into the compound. The medic was a short woman in her 30s. "How do you know you're immune?" she asked. "I'd like food for 30 days. And 10-gauge shotgun shells," Baron said. "You can have food for a week once you're verified," she said. Baron shrugged. As they walked back to the gate, he pushed up his sleeve and removed the bandage, exposing an open wound. He opened the mouthpiece on the zombie's mask. "Dzz, dzz, dzz," said the zombie. Saliva dribbled over the wound. Baron replaced the mouthpiece. "That's really a..." Baron removed the blinders, exposing blood-red eyes with milky pupils. "God willing," said the sentry, and released the safety on his rifle. Baron had the muzzle of his sawn-off shotgun under the sentry's chin before the man could react. "You heard what I said before, right?" The sentry nodded and clicked his rifle safety back into place. "Boys," said the medic to Baron, "we'll see how you are tomorrow. If your blood is good, we can do a pint or two. But like I said, all you'll get is a week." "Two," Baron said. "We'll see what the others say. I can give you a cot for the night." The zombie started to screech. "She does that when I stay away too long," Baron said. "I'll be fine out front here. Thank you anyway." "You're telling me a zombie is attached to you?" Baron put his shotgun back into his holster. Yeah, he clipped a chain to his belt. Baron ate a protein bar and watched the sun go down. The stars were bright. Mars was fat and red on the horizon. The next morning, the medic tested Baron's blood. She didn't have the gear to test for immunity, but the disease test was negative, and nothing showed up on the slide she looked at under the microscope. That was good enough for this range. "Sure you don't want to stick around?" asked the medic. "And be your milk cow?" She shrugged. "Look at these guys," she said. "We could use some..." She stopped herself before she said "fresh blood," but that only made it more awkward. Ah, Baron thought, 9 times out of 10 they try this. She stuck a heavy gauge needle into his vein and tapped a pint. "How about 2? She asked. Baron shook his head. "I can't afford it. I tried the 2 last week. I'm shaky as it is." The sentry pointed at some plastic bags on a table. 2 weeks' worth," he said. Baron filled his pack and looked at the medic. She nodded at him. "Pleasure doing business with you," Baron said. She followed him to the gate. "Take me with you." 9 times out of 10, Baron thought. The sentry glared at Baron as they left. They had been walking for an hour before the medic asked Baron where they were headed. "There are some warehouses 30 miles east," Baron told her. "You guys ever checked them out?" The medic shook her head. "We pretty much stayed on this side of the river." They were near the river when Baron's zombie howled. Baron stopped and removed her blinders. "Where are they, honey?" "What?" said the medic. "Zombies," Baron said. "She feels them. Comes in handy." "East," he said. "Shit." He drew his shotgun and walked to the top of the hill. 2 male zombies were feeding on something down by the river. "Oi!" Baron yelled. "Hey, you fuckers!" The zombies turned and walked in his direction. "What are you doing?" said the medic. "Seeing how many there are." But there were only the 2. When they were 50 feet away, he holstered his shotgun and drew a blade milled from 3 feet of spring steel. The zombies came at him side by side. He moved to one side until they were approaching him single file and decapitated them neatly, 1 swing each. "Showing off," said the medic. "Saving shells," he said. "We'll spend the night here," he said, "and cross the river tomorrow morning." "How?" asked the medic. "Build a raft." She touched his arm. "You should let me put something on that. You're not immune to everything. It could still get infected." Baron shrugged. "What do you have?" She sprayed disinfectant on it and changed the bandages. "Fix you up," she said and smiled, as she carefully removed latex gloves. "My name is Pam, by the way." She asked him that night if he wanted to screw, but he wasn't in the mood. They had kidney beans for breakfast out of the can. Always eat the heaviest stuff first. They could have dried beans later when there was more time to soak and cook them. Right now they needed a boat. Baron lashed the 2 headless zombies to the ends of 2 parallel logs. "What are you doing?" "They're mostly suet. Ever seen one burn? Like tiki torches," he said. "They're unsinkable." He tied a few smaller logs to the construction. "Cut them around," he said. "All aboard." Paddling with their hands, they crossed the river in 30 minutes. Floating 1 mile downstream in the process. "Zzz, zzz, zzz," said the little zombie. "We'll just follow the road," said Baron. The medic was patient. She didn't start working on him again until they got to the warehouse 2 days later. "What are your chances alone?" she said. "Look at all this stuff. It could feed 50 people and it still wouldn't be eaten up before it went bad." Safety in numbers, Baron said. Pam nodded. Baron walked around the warehouse, taking inventory, making sure every door was locked tight. Pam was right, it was full of stuff. Think of how much good your blood could do, she said. Good old blood. He gestured towards his zombie. You're forgetting someone. Pam patted his knee. Yeah, honey, but you know, she has no consciousness or feelings. They feel no pain. She doesn't even have an immortal soul. Soul. Baron thought otherwise. When Pam went off to pee, Baron removed the zombie's muzzle. Shh, he said, holding a finger to his lips. Dzz, dzz, dzz. He unshackled her wrists and unclipped the heavy chain. Have a good feed. Daddy's going up to the roof for a while. Dzz, 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 said his daughter, heading toward the restroom. Night fell. There was no moon, so the stars were even brighter. Baron wondered how much further north they'd have to travel before they could see the Aurora Borealis. He heard it was strong this year.